to go into the such matters as architecture, staffing, teaching, quality of students, nature of the curriculum, and the product that we wanted to turn out in the way of doctors, research, and the hospital.
Only some of those things.
Right.
Some of them, I think, were probably better explored with the deans, either the first deans or the current deans or both, really, because we have had some change. The question of architecture has been an interesting one in the Health Sciences Center. Bertram Goldberg was chosen as the architect for the Health Sciences Center before I came here. So I don't really know the process by which he was selected. Prior to his selection, the construction fund, or the central administration, or perhaps the campus itself, had retained the services of a planning firm, Lester Gorsaline Associates, that was at the time a well-known planning firm in the area of health professions education.
Where were they located?
Tiburon, California. Gorsaline Associates prepared, along with Ed's assistance after he got here, a skeletal academic plan, an enrollment plan, an employment plan, and an architectural program of requirements. When I was invited here in 1967 as a consultant, I was handed a copy of the Lester Gorsaline study, probably 3/4 of an inch thick, bound in virgin vinyl, with the stamp of Lester Gorsaline on it, and it described very succinctly in a very straightforward fashion what was supposed to happen here, with the emphasis being on the facility's development. Having read the plan, which the document, which didn't take even an hour to do, I understood how the Muir Commission report and the SUNY Master Plan of 1965, which essentially incorporated the Muir Commission report, was to be translated into a building at the Health Sciences Center. A building which, as I recall, was to have 2.1 million gross square feet and be occupied by this many students and that many faculty and this many employees and that many patients. And the decision then to hire Bertram Goldberg as the architect was made subsequent to the completion and the acceptance of that planning document. So when Goldberg was hired, he was handed, in essence, the SUNY Master Plan, the Muir Commission document, the Gorsaline study, and probably some of Ed's own written speculations about how this all should be implemented in an intellectual sense. And Goldberg was hired, I think, probably, I'm going to guess, in 1966, maybe, or 1967, to do preliminary planning. Subsequently, Goldberg was hired to be the project architect, but that was a separate and somewhat independent decision. At the time, Bud Goldberg was best known for his design of Marina Cities, the twin tower residential apartments on the Chicago River in Chicago, a building that had attracted a great deal of attention and comment. Shortly before, perhaps in 1964, Bud Goldberg had gotten a contract to do some of the preliminary work for the redevelopment of the Harvard Medical School affiliated hospitals, primarily the Peter Bent Brigham Hospital, the Robert Breck Brigham Hospital, the Boston Lying-In Hospital, the Boston Free Hospital for Women, and the Good Samaritan Hospital. There was also some consideration given to the inclusion of the Children's Hospital Medical Center, the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary, and perhaps even Beth Israel Hospital, and the Harvard School of Public Health, the academic programs, into the incorporation of new physical facilities which have recently been completed next to the Harvard Medical School. Goldberg's winning, I guess you might call it, of that commission had given him a certain amount of visibility in the health professions field. At the time, my understanding was that Tony Adinolfi and probably the governor and the chancellor and the SUNY Board of Trustees had become interested in having some of their big buildings and some of their campuses done as single projects by world-renowned architects. Certainly that was done, but Goldberg would be entitled, and this building to be included, along with Fredonia, the Albany campus, the master plan for the Amherst campus, and some individual buildings that were done by the Western world's greatest architects. In any case, Bud Goldberg wound up getting the commission to design this building, and he did so. He worked very closely and I think with very good cooperation with Ed Pellegrino.
I think we stop here. I'm going to change it.